Sometimes I do not enjoy being in the online world in business. There are times that I feel like I just don't fit in. That's not uncommon for me in my life. There's been many times where I felt like I just don't fit in here. And sometimes I feel the same way here. And I feel like I'm too blunt and too honest because I don't understand anyone who would pretend to be somebody that they're not. And the deeper I get into this world, the more I see people that are doing just that. So how do you handle it? How do you handle meeting people? And the more you get to know them, the more you see that they play a certain character online, in their social media, in their content, on their podcasts. They're a certain person on there, and then off of there, they're a completely different person. It's easy to say the words. It's easy to copy the lines that other people say, or to copy the quotes that other people make up. What's hard, apparently, is being the person that you are in real life online, because apparently, doing that might be too vulnerable. It might not be profitable enough. It may be a blow to the ego to say, I've got all these great ideas and stories and quotes, but in reality, my life does not match up to what I'm talking about. But to put my life out there the way that it is would expose me too greatly and be embarrassing in some ways, and would make me seem like I'm not as successful as I want to seem. Because how are people going to pay for me? How are people going to buy my services and my products and buy into my persona if I'm not what they're seeing from all these other people that are putting on a show as well? And there is so much phoniness in the online world that at times I'm kind of not excited to be a part of it. In some ways, I feel that I'm not, because I'm just doing my own thing, and it's very simple, and it's very just me, and I'm not trying to pretend. And it's a business podcast in a lot of ways, and we're a successful business. We do well, but we're not a multi-million dollar business by any stretch of the imagination. We're not flying around on private jets. We're not doing swanky, very expensive conferences or events with the coolest clothes and the cars. That's not us. It's not who we are. It's not what we're going to pretend to be, and it's not somebody that we want to even attract to us. We want a life of freedom for our family and for the people that we help. And entrepreneurship helps us get there. And I'm sorry, but you don't need to make millions of dollars to do that. But I guess that's not cool to say. I guess you have to build a seven-figure business and look a certain way to be accepted in the online world as somebody that's a real influencer. Personally, I don't care to be an influencer. If somebody's not going to hire me for a speech because my social media following isn't big enough, well, sorry, but that's their loss, because a great social media following doesn't build an emotional, impactful speech. Somebody that cares does. If I have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not to get to a certain level, then it's not a game that I want to play. If I have to be dishonest or two-faced to get what I need, then that feels really, really empty and lacking integrity. If I have to go online and say how communication is the key to everything, but not communicate with the people that I'm talking to, that's just a line to sell something as opposed to who you really are. Am I a little bit annoyed as I'm recording this? Yeah, I truly am, because I think a lot of people are being fooled. I see people that religiously follow people on social media because they love what they post, but often these people aren't in real life what they pretend to be to you online. They know what sells, they know what brings the attention, they know what's gonna tug emotionally, and they know that too few people have the guts to call them out on it. So they live a double life, one where online they can live in this fantasy world, and they could block and hide the haters, and it's easy to rail on all the haters. But the truth is, sometimes, and nobody wants to say this, but sometimes the haters aren't really haters. They're just people calling you out on your BS. But nobody wants to be called out of their BS anymore. They want to just call everybody haters. And at the same time, we really should just ignore the people that aren't honest, that aren't authentic. And I do most of the time, but there are moments I get annoyed, like now, and this won't last long, don't worry about me, I'll be fine. But when they don't get called out, they continue doing it, and they continue lying, and they continue building that persona because nobody has it in them to call them out. And if this is you, I'm calling you out. A friend of mine runs a major conference, and he was disenchanted with the entire thing. As he got deeper and deeper into that world, he said to me, Vince, you'd be so disappointed because 85% of the people on these stages are full of it. So yeah, sometimes I feel like I don't belong and I want to carve out my own little niche, my own little corner, and you can come hang out if you want, if you get it, if you feel what we're doing here, because I'm not meant for that. I'll never be huge in that way because that means I have to deal with so much more of the stuff that goes on there, and that's not going to be what I become, no matter what the rewards are, because, man, your integrity, your honesty, and who you are when other people aren't looking is way more important than any huge stage you can get on, any financial reward it's going to bring. I know there are people that disagree with that, and that's fine, but that's why I'm probably never going to fit in. But where I do fit in with the people that do get it, that is where I have tons of fun. That's where my sweet spot is, because they know who I am, they know what I'm bringing, and they're not going to be surprised that it's real. They're not going to be taken aback by someone being honest and straight with them. And if you don't like that, there's plenty of people that will not tell you the truth so you can hear what you want to hear. Rant over. I'm going to take a dip in the pool, and I will be back with you tomorrow.